Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Friday, July 29th, 2022. From the federal government's point of view, it is clear that the A100 city highway will continue to be built from Treptower Park to Storkauerstrasse. Back in March, the federally owned highway company invited tenders for the planning of the 17th section, to the surprise of the Red-Green-Red Senate. The Greens and the Left are strictly opposed to further construction, and the administration in Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg is preparing to delay the extension running through the middle of their district. As of now, it is still unclear when, how, and where precisely the 17th section of the highway is to be built. This is exactly the leeway the district wants to use, according to Rolf-Dieter Bohm, head of the district's legal department. He said it's difficult to take legal action against the extension, but because a large part of the highway extension would take place on district-owned land, the district could also bring its needs into the planning process, for instance, its own urban development and traffic planning, or information on areas of natural conservation. The Federal Highway Authority would then have to properly consider these in its planning decision. Bohm went on to explain that these points of view can be defeated, but they have to be taken into account, and the better prepared and more thoroughly worked out the district's arguments are, the more difficult they are to override. In order to prepare for the district's involvement, a new working group is to meet to exchange ideas among the various departments. In the process, for example, the district's mapping could be closely scrutinized once again. And according to Bohm, if a fauna flora habitat that needs protecting could be discovered, that would be a very important consideration. For example, the expansion of the A143 in Halle had to be planned again after such a habitat was discovered because of European protection directives. The exact route of the 17th section is not to be determined until 2025, however. This will then be followed by an environmental impact assessment, during which local residents and the district will be able to voice their objections, which in turn will have to be examined. The planning approval process is scheduled to begin in 2027. Bohm emphasized that complex legal procedures like this in such a densely populated city are likely to take 2 to 5 years. And then there is a judicial process at the Federal Administrative Court, which takes between 1 to 3 years. Therefore, in his view, construction could not begin until the mid-2030s. The Anna Lind Elementary School in Wedding will be partially closed due to mold. City Councilor Stephanie Rumlinger reported to the RBB that current measurements revealed a clear excess of the limit values, especially in the corridors, the teacher's room, as well as in the classrooms. Therefore, there was no other option than to close the affected section. Around 250 children and about 20 teachers from 10 classes will have to be moved to another location after the summer vacations. For this purpose, the district will have to rent an office building, since state-owned premises are not available. Principal Matthias Horold said the partial closure is challenging as schedules have to be created before knowing the alternative location. And according to district information, parents have already been informed about the closure in writing, and a shuttle bus to the new location will be available once funding is secured. The mold problems at the school are not new. In the 1950s, insulation was not installed on its foundations, and as a result, the basements are damp and moldy. Over the past 5 years, the district has renovated the school at a cost of around 6 million euros, and at the time, the mold infestation was found in the gym locker rooms. And back in 2017, and also in 2021, areas had to be repeatedly closed because of mold. So, per Councillor Remlinger, the interim renovations last year, quote, obviously only had short-term success. According to the German Train Drivers Union, or the GDL, the 9-euro ticket should not be extended after the promotional period at the end of August. The chairman of the union, Klaus Wieselski, told RBB yesterday that the 9-euro ticket, intended to relieve commuters, brought additional traffic into the railroad and additional rushes of travelers, which he said is not good for a system that was already being run at full capacity and is now completely overloaded. Veselsky emphasized that he favors a nationwide ticket for local transport, but that such a ticket should primarily benefit commuters. For them, in particular, he said, the 9-euro ticket had recently been a deterrent because trains had been used to transport streams of tourists to the Ostsee, and those supposed to be relieved by the ticket actually turned away from the trains as a result. The Railway and Transport Union, or the EVG, is also against a continuation of the 9-euro ticket. The vice chairman, Martin Burkert, said on Thursday that the workforce has reached and in some cases exceeded the breaking point, and that in view of the crowds, there cannot be a continuation of the ticket. In contrast to the GDL, however, the EVG vice president Burkert went so far as to call for free local public transport in the long term. But before that, he said, it was essential that, quote, services and capacities be expanded across the board. The 9-euro ticket is still valid until the end of August, enables travel on local public transport throughout Germany, and the federal and state governments are currently discussing a successor. The Association of Public Transport Companies proposed a 69-euro ticket that would apply nationwide. Berlin's left favors a 365-euro ticket valid nationwide all year round, and the chairman of the Ecological Traffic Club Germany, or the VCD, Kirsten Harman, wants a continuation of the 9-euro ticket. Per the VCD, the Federal Minister of Transport should now get a replacement regulation underway as quickly as possible by November 1st, so as to not miss the, quote, opportunity for more climate-friendly mobility, unquote. Federal Transport Minister Volker Wissing, on the other hand, does not see himself as responsible for introducing a successor for the 9-euro ticket and said that it's up to the states, quote, how they want to finance it. The German government wants to provide better protection against dismissal and harassment for those who report wrongdoing in companies or public authorities, and passed a bill to this effect on Wednesday. It protects not only employees, but also civil servants, self-employed persons, shareholders, and employees of contractors. A whistleblower may, for example, be concerned about violations of environmental protection or safety regulations, but also violations of antitrust law. The so-called whistleblowers are to be able to contact reporting offices where their identity will be treated confidentially, and anonymous tips are also to be processed. According to the draft, unjustified disadvantages for the whistleblower, such as dismissal, warnings, prevention of promotion, discrimination, damage to reputation, and bullying are prohibited and can lead to fines. And all employers and organizations with at least 50 employees must establish such a body. Rundfunk Berlin-Brandenburg, or RBB, recently announced that it would set up such an office after Director General Patricia Schlesinger and Administrative Board Chairman Wolf-Dieter Wolf came under suspicion of mixing private and professional interests. At first, Schlesinger criticized the fact that internal information had leaked out, but later promised to set up an office for such cases. A law firm is currently investigating the allegations on behalf of RBB. And lastly, thank you to Jorge and Vanessa and Raphael for your recent generosity. Please visit our website at berlinbriefing.de for more information about donating to help keep us up and running. That said, please remember we are forever committed to keeping Berlin Briefing free and without advertisements for everyone. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.